Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J, presented by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. Easily one of the more danceable songs ever made. Yeah. Oh, that's so good. You can hit me on the Sartor Hayman text line, 402-464-5685. Hit me with a, hey, DP, what's up? And we'll get to it. That is so good. Oh, my apologies for making you dance in your car and at your job. And then the pickup line for after school and on the way to your high school football game that you're going to or the one you're already at. So there's that. Good stuff from Jay. Again, I do want to say thank you to you folks who have reached out and you registered for teammates. Thank you. Thank you very much. I shared that with Des Moines Adams just the fact that you guys are out here doing your thing. And I think it's a win-win for everybody. Even had a texter say, you know, hey, listen, don't worry about the dessert. Just wanted to let you know, get registered for teammates. So again, go to teammates.org, register, send me a note that you registered, and we have dessert for you and your family. If you register throughout the course of the show, go ahead and do it. Just let us know you did it and we'll hook it up. Yeah, and you can text in, again, hey, what's up, DP? Let me know you got a question for me. We'll get into it. I found this pretty interesting. There are a couple of stories on social media that just I chuckle and giggle whenever I see these. So there's a story of Brett Favre accepting money for speeches he didn't get, he didn't give. And then he and the auditor from the company, from the state, got into a Twitter beef. Which was, I was like, Brett Favre, no, don't do it. Don't go in there. Run, Brett, run. Don't do it. Because Brett said, well, you know, it was more. There's more to the story. But he went in anyway, and oh well. It went too far and too long. Poor guy. Terrible. Oh, Big Sky's here. Oh, that's right. So give us a little breakdown of the high school game that will follow this show today. Give me a little break. Connor Happer is going to join us at 5:45, and he'll give us a preview. But, Nick, you know these teams. Give me a little breakdown. What are we looking for?
Yeah, so it's you'll hear Gretna, who is the 5 seed. What's up, Joe? Who is the 5 seed going up against Lincoln East, who is the 12 seed. Basically, it's the big quarterback matchup. It's probably the best quarterback matchup of the first round of playoffs when looking at both teams. You have Zane Flores from Gretna, who is looking like he's going to be pretty good in the coming years. And then you have, obviously, Noah Walters at Lincoln East, who has kind of made a name for himself, especially this season with his high number of touchdown passes. I think he has 39 or 40 on the year after his one last week against Creighton Prep. It'll be interesting. Lincoln East, they had a disappointing showing against Creighton Prep last weekend. Got shut out in the first half, had a garbage time touchdown to Cooper Erickson in the final couple minutes of the game, lost that one. So now they have to go on the road to a Gretna team that has played decently well all season long. And that seems like the one I've been talking to other people from other media outlets, and that seems like that's the one everybody's kind of going to. is because it's going to be extremely competitive. That seems to be the most likely upset. However, right now Lincoln Southeast is playing Omaha Burke at Omaha Burke.
What are the seedings for
Lincoln Southeast is number 10, Omaha Burke is 7. The reason they're playing in the afternoon is cuz Burke and Creighton Prep share Burke Stadium. Mm-hmm. And so since Creighton Prep is hosting tonight, Burke got to play in the afternoon an earlier game. Omaha Burke is up 7-3 on Lincoln Southeast halfway through the second quarter.
Okay.
Had to think about that.
All right, and is that the best game of the night?
Yes, from a possibility of an upset with just evenly talented, I think Lincoln East and Gretna is the best option in Class A. Mm-hmm. Class B, I would actually go either Norris and Scutt or even Columbus and North Platte. That's an 8-9 game, which is going to be interesting. Obviously, you have a pretty strong defense led by Husker commit Cooper Hausman for Columbus. But then North Platte, all they do is run the ball. The most they've ever had their quarterback throw in a game, in a single game, was 3 times, and that was a couple weeks ago. That was Caleb Tonkinson, their quarterback. Don't ask him to throw very often. They like option football. So they run the ball. They're averaging over 250 rushing yards a game, obviously, since that's all they do, led by Vince Genitone in the backfield. So that's an interesting one in Class B. However, Class A, I would say Lincoln East and Gretna is the one to really pay attention to tonight.
And which one are you going to?
I'm going to go to Gretna. So Big Sky is going to cover, come in here at 5:30. I'm going to make my way out to Gretna and then see how Lincoln East holds up to Gretna.
It's going to be one of those nights.
Yes.
I hope the weather holds up for you guys.
I hope so, too.
I'm going to be indoors. That
sounds like the smart place to be. Jake was just, I don't know, he was not necessarily making fun of my outfit, but he was talking about my jeans. And this is why I wore jeans, is because I knew it was going to be mid-40s.
Why is Jake worried about your jeans?
I don't know if he was making fun. I think he might. He goes, there's something different about you today. Because normally, I mean, you know this. I wear athletic shorts or I wear sweatpants. And he goes, there's something different about you today. And I said, well, I'm wearing jeans. And he goes, oh, that's it. So, I don't know. I'm trying to upgrade my look. I'm trying to elevate myself.
Tell that man to leave your jeans alone, man. Yeah. What is going on there?
I mean, he's the one that has to have clothes delivered to his house every couple months because he doesn't want to shop.
Yeah, like, I don't know what that is. Like, so, okay. All right,
Jake's a big Stitch Fix guy.
I
do like Stitch Fix, though. I'm not going to say that I don't because I had it happen one time.
We have a peanut gallery today on the production.
That's
side.
All good. Yeah, no, we have a lot of
they're
lot
eating.
Of
they're eating. They're
today.
Eating the Krispy Kreme donuts, which I'm okay with.
Yeah, Krispy
no,
Kreme,
I'm engaging them. We want them to eat more. As a matter of fact, we want
please,
them to take them with
all.
You. Take them with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please do. Please yeah. do. Look at Mark egging them on. Like yes. Do that. Yeah, I'm a fan of donuts leaving the building because if they're left there,
I don't need them.
They will get eaten somehow. The donut fairy shows up and eats donuts that mm-hmm. are left behind.
Yep.
So we can count on that. Game 3. World Series.
Oh, World Series. Yes.
World Series. What? Okay, so we're in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
What do you expect to happen?
I expect it to start out being a ruckus environment. First World Series game in Atlanta since I believe 99, mm-hmm. which is, I mean, the storyline works out really well there. And basically now it's a game of five. It's a best of five series. And so they obviously had the rest day yesterday. I actually think Atlanta will win tonight's game. However, I think Houston wins the rest. And the only reason that I think Atlanta wins tonight's game is because of the optics of it, if that makes sense, where they're going to come in. If they come out swinging like they did in game one, then it's going to be hard to stop Atlanta. However, I think it all relies on Houston's pitching, and it's Houston's pitching, not necessarily Atlanta's pitching, because Houston's pitching, the starting pitching, we saw what it can do in game one,
mm-hmm.
and that's the reason they lost the game. Mm-hmm. However, we saw if they get through five innings in game two like they did, or you know, get through that first couple innings or you know, at least halfway through the game with one guy, they'll be okay. Houston's tough to stop.
I'm just not sure a left-hander is going to get a win here.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure a left-hander. I don't think the left-hander gets a win in Atlanta.
It's wild.
Too many right-handed bats for Houston that will mm-hmm. queue up and get the work done.
And I am reminded every single World Series or postseason, I suppose you can categorize it, every little thing matters.
Mm-hmm.
And I catch myself looking and seeing that, Just, you know, stealing an extra, taking an extra 90 feet if the defense gives it to you, if they overthrow the cut, or you know, that backside runner getting, making it an extra 90 feet. Like, those little things make a difference in the postseason. You can
That's because you're a catcher and you know the pain in the behind that it is to have to pay attention
little,
to the base runner.
Little things like that.
Well, it affects pitch calls. It affects catchers. Place behind the bump, whether he can actually get out from behind the plate and make a throw. Left-handers in place. Who likes
defensive
to run? Who
doesn't? Positioning, all that will affect then the hitter, and it just all those little things that you don't realize have such a big part of the game. They're all magnified in the World Series.
Yeah,
it feels like
it's gonna be an interesting night. It'll be an interesting night, I think. I try to leave the personal side of it out, but there's enough pitch by pitch chess playing going on to make it interesting. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what we'll have tonight. Also, up next, I just want to let you guys know. I wasn't sure whether to have Nick perform this as karaoke.
Perform. Nice.
Perform karaoke or to play a song and see if Nick knew who the artist was. So I landed on this. We'll play the song.
Okay.
And then I will see if Nick knows who the artist is. And then maybe after that, we'll have Nick perform it.
Okay.
So call in. It's Nick or Nah. 464-5685. We'll play the song. As a matter of fact, the song should be in there.
Okay.
Nick, play the song so they know whether they're going to vote with you or not with you.
I think it's this one. We'll see. Once again, it's loading here.
I know what it is. I just want them to hear what
it is. That's fine. That's fine. This computer's, it's a Friday.
Lots of stuff in the system. A lot of hamsters running on the wheel.
Cow, pretty lady. Is it this?
Uh-huh.
Do I have to name what it's from?
No, you have to know what band this is.
Oh, okay.
So the question is, does Nick know the band who made that song? Call in now, 464-5685. We got a gift certificate from Upside Bar and Lounge if you participate.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you. Most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.